to it in lots of different ways. Now, Chris Mackey, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Penny.
Great to talk to you. Now, Chris, getting married, it's all white dresses, nice suits, glamorous photos and a big party, isn't it?
Well, it can certainly seem that. Well, we have a lot of ideals about marriage, don't we? A lot of ideals that we hope a marriage will live up to.
Now, do you reckon somebody has told me that they think that marriage is one of the hardest projects you can undertake?
Well, look, I think certainly in terms of it's a very long-term relationship and commitment, isn't it, that calls for people working at it continually. So I think at that level, it being a very long-term commitment, and it takes a degree of care to give and nurture to a marriage. So, yeah, I think it is it's hard to imagine much more of a significant undertaking.
And especially if you get to have children as part of that undertaking.
Absolutely, and then it can be finding a balance between finding room for the marriage and nurturing the marriage with other kind of responsibilities, including work and raising children, and that can certainly make that that difficult to find the balance.
Now, I've been asking people to call in and tell us what the best bit of marriage advice they were ever given. Did anyone give you a really good bit of advice that you found helpful?
Well, look, I suppose Well, what strikes me is a lot of the things that I used to think might be most helpful for marriages, and also practicing as a marital therapist, what we thought might be helpful. In recent years, we're learning that some of our preconceptions, even as therapists, aren't necessarily most on the mark. And there's a little bit more research these days, but we know now that happy marriages aren't so much about how good people's communication skills are, or whether people have a lot of common interests, or whether it's some kind of perfect union or match. But what we're now realising more, that happy marriages might have all sorts of failings, but they'll be based on a deep friendship. And a lot of the idea for that is if people have a real respect for each other and enjoyment of each other's company, they know each other well, their quirks, their hopes, it makes it a lot easier to deal with the disagreements or the irritations, if you like, and still have the positive feelings outweigh the negative. So I think that's the main thing we're learning, that there's that strong basis in friendship.
Okay, that's interesting. That's really interesting, because you sometimes wonder whether people just sort of go racing in looking for that sort of romantic, that heady buzz of falling in love and all the associated romance that goes with that. It doesn't sound like friendship sort of fits into that sort of equation, does it?
Well, I think what can happen is if people have a very idealistic view of how, you know, wonderful marriage might be, it can be difficult to deal with the inevitable challenges or frustrations that come. But if a marriage is based on a very solid friendship underneath it all, then if there is some kind of difficulty, then each partner will attempt to repair it.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that helps predict whether a marriage will continue well or lead to difficulty, whether people attempt to repair the impasses that might come up. And also it's the effect of that repair, the outcome of it. In positive marriages based in friendship, clearly those attempts to repair a situation lead to an improvement.
Okay, because that's the sort of thing that if you've been friends with somebody since you were a little kid, you perhaps are very used to that fighting, making up, and that's a sort of a connection that carries through. That's what makes it a friendship that lasts.
Well, I think there's a lot in that. When there's that basic liking for each other, basic liking and respect, and also knowing the other person quite well, knowing a lot about their interests and their likes. You don't have to share the same views or likes or interests, but there's that connection there.
Mm. Look, I love hearing from people about these sort of things. It's just, I don't know, I'm just one of these people. I just love to listen to advice that people got or what they gave. It might not be good advice, but it might be tricky advice like the onion. What do you think of that idea, Chris? Do you reckon you could go home and trick the family into thinking dinner's on the way if you fried up an onion?
Well, look, I suppose anything that people do that looks to make an a positive atmosphere or give to that situation can help. But look, when it boils down to it, I think it really helps to know the kind of pitfalls to avoid.
Yes.
There's a lot less guesswork in that. We know know some of the main things that can predict divorce, if you like. Areas in marriage is
Well, Chris, I'll get you to hang on to that for the moment, because we've got a few people that have got some great advice for us, but we'll follow that up in a sec. Lorraine in Mildura, good afternoon. Are you there, Lorraine? Hello? Lorraine, I think she might have wandered off to do something. I'll see if I can get back to Lorraine. Janine.
Hello.
Hello. Now, what was your bit of advice?
My piece of advice came from a great auntie. Well, she's not actually an auntie, but a family friend.
Yes.
She's in her 80s now and still very happily married to her lovely husband.
Yes.
And on our wedding day, she whispered in my ear, "Don't go to bed arguing, darling." Okay, and she goes, "Even if that means you stand at the end of the bed, stark naked, make sure you make up before you get in."
Oh, that's nice.
I've been married for 15 years and it works.
Oh, fantastic. Have you ever disregarded her advice?
Yes, and it's not terribly nice when you go to bed arguing.
No, I don't know what size your bed is, but it's probably not quite big enough to avoid completely the other person.
The next day uncomfortable, so I take her advice and we try and clear everything, as she says, even if you're stark naked.
Excellent. Good advice, Janine. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Greg from Hoppers Crossing. Hello, Greg.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. What's the best bit of advice you got or are prepared to give?
Well, okay, a bit of both, actually. I've been married twice.
Mm-hmm.
I got married very young the first time, and I have to say that being young and naive, you get caught up in the loop of things and the family gets excited and they buy your fridges and what have you, and you get caught up, as you said earlier, with the dress and the all the glitter and glamour. Down the track, approximately 20 years later, I've suddenly discovered I've been married 16 years now, and the best advice I can give to any person considering marriage, number one, do it for yourself and for your partner, not because your family wants you to.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, fall in love with the person inside the package, because at the end of the day, nature, i.e. gravity and age, is going to catch up with the outside, but the inside pretty much stays the same. So fall in love with that, because that's what's going to last the distance.
Mm. So I reckon in about another maybe 20, maybe 30 years, Elle Macpherson and I will look pretty much the same.
Well, look, Elle Macpherson is delightful to look up on the outside. In fact, she looked very similar to my first wife.
Ah.
I've got to tell you, you've got to fall in love with the heart.
Okay.
With the person and the soul. And as Chris said, the mateship, the respect, and keep a little bit of mystery in it, because you always want a little spark there, but you know, listen to each other. That's what you have to do.
Good advice.
I think there's a lot of good advice you've given in that one, Greg, and certainly that notion of focusing on your spouse's positive qualities and their character strengths that you admire. That's going to add to that fondness, that admiration and respect. And those positive character strengths, of course, are there throughout the our whole lives and just continue developing.
Mm, it is, and it's sort of, you know, one of the things that I really like about my partner is that he's a very kind person.
Absolutely, and just sort of noticing things like that with that kindness as well, that helps, because that also involves being interested in sharing, in being interested in the other, in being attuned to one's partner, and so that's a particular strength that will only enhance relationships.
Mm, that's lovely. Thanks, Greg. I'm going to get all gushy now. This is so lovely. I like having positive talks about good advice. Thanks for calling, Greg. Leah in Nil. Hello, Leah.
Oh, hi. I'm northwest of Nil, up in the very dry drought area now for 10 years.
Oh, gosh, what's your garden looking like?
Brown, my dear.
Yes.
Have
you managed to find some things that survive?
Oh, they have a little bit of water for veggies and things like that, and the crops aren't completely dead yet.
Mm.
But I think the most important thing is